From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Despite inclement weather and treacherous driving conditions, 567 registered voters turned out to the polls at Catskill Middle School February 12th to approve the Catskill Central School District's $40.8 million capital improvement project on a vote of 308 to 259. In a statement posted at the district website, Superintendent Ronald Cook expressed his gratitude with enthusiasm. He said, and I quote, "I personally thank all Catskill CSD community members who braved today's weather to cast their vote. Your positive vote will help improve our infrastructure, which will have a direct impact on student achievement. We are extremely grateful. Thank you, voters. Cats can, cats will, cats did," end quote. District officials pressed forward with the vote despite the school being closed and an all-day storm that made travel a challenge on slick, snow-covered roads. Voter approval of the bond resolution now means the school can move forward with proposed improvements, including upgrades to academic programs, classrooms, buildings, security controls, roads, parking lots, and athletic fields. Anna Groenewald is reporting for Politico.com. New York lawmakers are holding the state's first hearing on sexual harassment in nearly 30 years. Erica Vladimir, a member of the sexual harassment working group, said, and I quote, "People told us it wouldn't happen. We had elected officials tell us we needed to stop our advocacy because we were getting in the way of what they were doing," end quote. At least 30 witnesses are scheduled to testify in the joint hearing in Albany on February 13th, including survivors, experts, state agencies, the Governor's Office of Employee Relations, and the state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics. The commission typically handles sexual harassment cases, but has been criticized for its processes and its efficiency. The hearing will be led by a group of relatively new lawmakers, including freshman senators Alexandria Biaggi, the Ethics Committee head who represents the Bronx, Julia Salazar from Brooklyn, who chairs the Women's Issue Committee, and Newburgh area James Scofis, who is chair of investigations. Lawmakers and advocates say the point of the public hearing is to guide the legislature's steps on the issue. Read the full story at Politico.com. Kenneth C. Crow is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer School District announced February 12th it was receiving a $420,000 federal grant to expand mental health services in that district over the next 5 years. Heather Stazak, the district's social worker, said the grant will allow the district to hire more counselors, provide additional training opportunities for staff in mental health services, and offer more prevention services and programs. Superintendent Joseph Kardash said in a statement, "The Project Aware grant was awarded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Services Administration with the State Education Department and Office of Mental Health." Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the New York Justice Task Force has released a variety of recommendations on ending the use of cash bail statewide, and the District Attorneys Association of the State of New York has endorsed the plan. The association has also urged lawmakers to examine the report and adopt some of the elements to improve the bail system. The task force recommends releasing defendants on their own recognizance rather than bail in minor cases. Orange County DA David Hoover, the state association's first vice president, said, and I quote, "The cases that the people are not being ROR'd, they have a substantial amount of drugs or they have a history of failure to appear," end quote. The task force has recommended a presumption that defendants facing misdemeanors and certain nonviolent felonies be released without bail, either on their own or with the least restrictive non-monetary conditions to ensure a return to court. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.